Donald Trump arrested by Fulton County Sheriff's Office. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 24, 2023. Former President Donald Trump surrendered himself into custody and was booked by the Fulton County Sheriff's Office on charges stemming from District Attorney Fani Willis's indictment. Trump announced Thursday morning he would surrender himself around 7:30 p.m. local time Thursday evening. Trump posted on Truth Social. 231 million views, and still counting. The biggest video on social media, ever, more than double the Super Bowl. But please excuse me, I have to start getting ready to head down to Atlanta, Georgia, where murder and other violent crimes have reached levels never seen before, to get arrested by a radical left, low-life district attorney, Fani Willis, for a perfect phone call, and having the audacity to challenge a rigged and stolen election. The evidence is irrefutable. Arrest time, 7:30 p.m. Footage showed Trump's plane landing in Atlanta to turn himself in shortly before 7:30 p.m. Aerial footage captured his motorcade transporting him to the Fulton County Jail for processing. And then several minutes later, captured Trump's motorcade leaving after the former president had been processed. Trump and 18 others were indicted in a 98-page, 41-count indictment handed down by a Fulton County, Georgia, grand jury last week. As Breitbart News reported, the indictment does not fundamentally concern actions taken in Georgia, but describes words spoken and actions taken by the Trump campaign in a variety of other states in their efforts to cast doubt on the controversial 2020 presidential election. The indictment charges several defendants with crimes merely for making statements that argued the 2020 election was stolen. It claims that actions such as holding public hearings in Pennsylvania amounted to acts in furtherance of an illegal conspiracy. Other acts that are referred to as furthering the conspiracy include tweets by then-President Trump encouraging people to watch public hearings in which allegations of voting irregularities were being made by Trump's lawyers and witnesses. Prosecutors gave Trump and his 18 co-defendants until Friday to surrender themselves into custody. Trump's surrender comes after several of his co-defendants have turned themselves in this week. Mugshot photos for Jenna Ellis, Rudy Giuliani, and others were released by the Fulton County Sheriff's Office one day after they were booked. Trump had his mugshot taken while officers processed him on Thursday, CNN reported. Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labat promised Trump would receive a mugshot, making it the first mugshot out of Trump's four ongoing criminal cases. "Unless somebody tells me differently, we are following our normal practices. And so it doesn't matter your status, we'll have a mugshot ready for you," Labat said. However, it is unclear when the mugshot will be released. Trump has been released on a $200,000 bond, the highest amount out of any of his co-defendants. Trump's release terms are stricter than some of his other co-defendants' terms. Each of the defendants' bond agreements contains a provision that they shall perform no act to intimidate any person known to him or her to be a co-defendant or witness in this case or to otherwise obstruct the administration of justice. However, Trump's conditions instruct him not to make any direct or indirect threat against witnesses or co-defendants. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.